Okay. Gentlemen, it's been requested that we speak more directly in our mics so that the folks can hear.
Fine.
On the third row. All right, next case.
Which would be 11,107 Robert Davis, west of Route 5, Oak Orchard Road, south of West James Corpy, and Lot 76 within Captain's Grant Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address?
Robert Davis, 32548 West James Court, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you.
I feel out of place here tonight, really. I didn't bring a lawyer. But I have a big problem here.
It's not a problem if you can address the standards.
Right. I would like to have my boundary line setback from 10 foot to 5 along the property line with my neighbor on lot 77. And he has sent a letter in, or else he was going to come here tonight. But the reason why is because I used to have a shed there. The shed had to be in a certain spot because of the sewage, the septic systems. And now that we got hooked up to the septic system, I was going to put a two-car garage in. Well, I thought the setback was 5 feet. Well, the garage is going to be a 24 by 32 foot. Enough for my truck, my car, my garden equipment, enough room to put a workbench back there without moving everything in and out. The reason why, if it's 5 foot, I can fit the 24 foot in and still have enough room between the garage and my house to bring a truck or anything in there, because I keep by firewood. And we bring firewood back big enough for a truck to come back. Well, when this was all started, I thought it was going to be 5 foot, and I found out it was 10 foot. Now, I could say move it up, but the way the boundary line is, starts off and like a pie shape, a section of it, and where it's at right now is good, the 24 foot. At 5 foot, or at 10 foot, it's long. But if I take and put a 32 foot in there, it's making, and have a 10 foot out, it doesn't give me enough room to get by. Now, if I get the 5 foot, I can put it in, have room to get around. I won't have to chop down a tree next to it, and the tree in the front of it, on it. It's not going to hinder in the neighborhood, the looks of the property. In the back of me, I have 40-foot high evergreens. The front will make it look just like it was before, really, except it's going to be a little wider. None of my neighbors object to it. And I made a list of all those 5 questions here. And it's not going to make it hard to go. And if they change anything, it will not hurt the sale of the property. Won't hurt the neighborhood on it. So I don't know what else.
If you can address those 5 standards.
Sure, okay.
Directly, we'd appreciate it.
Do you have unique circumstances or conditions such as irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of size, shape, exceptional, topographical, or other physical condition particular to this property? If so, explain. The house was set this way because of the septic systems. If they had set it over a little farther, I wouldn't have this problem. But because the way it is, I need to get a truck between there. I would have to take and cut a tree down, which I don't believe in doing, because I just had them trimmed. But that's my reason for number 1. Possibility of development. Can this property be developed in strict conformality with the zoning ordinance without a variance? If not, please explain. No, the garage would not fit. No one would not be able to get the truck between it. You might say put the garage over on the other side and do it that way. That way it would interfere with the tree on the side there to get in. And it's too far. The pad coming out would come real close to the house. So where it's at is where it fits going back and close to the house and the boundary line over. So really it's if it will fit, you know, there's no other way I can do it. And I've looked at it, and I have a neighbor back here who can verify it. And it's just one of those problems. I don't know, you know, I thought it was 5 foot to start with. I didn't know it started up, you know, 5 foot, anything over 24 foot, they started adding on. And if that there is, you know, I don't know what difference that would make on the boundary line. An additional 8 foot to the 24 foot. Because nobody's going to see it. Excuse me. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, it would be to me. That'd be three, four. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? If not, explain. Number three, no. By making a new garage 24 by 32, trees would have to be removed in order to get any truck to backyard, deliver wood for the fireplace or anything else that had to get back there. And it's, and number four, will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No. It's all a lot of two-car garages. My next-door neighbor has a two-car garage. He's the one with the boundary line on 77. And from the boundary line to his house, it's still like 30 feet. So it's not going to be anything on top of his. And there's an evergreen tree that's his that will be there blocking the garage also. Will a variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? No. Neighbor is okay with it because he's not planning to do anything with it, and he has like 30 feet from the boundary line to his house. His garage is on the other side. Will the variance be determinantal to public welfare? No. That's why I'm not a lawyer. Will the variance represent at the least modification possible regulations at issue? Yes. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. Will the variance represent the least modifications possible of regulations at issue? Yes.
Why is it that the garage cannot be attached to your house?
Because there's a porch on the back. And to go on to that side, the garage couldn't be there. I'd have to go through two bedrooms.
Gotcha.
And you can't move it over because of a tree?
Yes.
And why are you in business? You keep
I have
about
a fireplace.
A truck?
I have a fireplace.
So you bring it? You have a truck that you bring in there?
I bring a truck in. I have a truck.
How big's the truck?
It's a pickup. It's standard pickup. Sometimes if I get wood delivered, it's a bigger truck. That's the reason why.
What's the distance between the garage and the house?
Garage and the house?
Corner to corner.
I don't know offhand.
So you couldn't get a truck through there?
No, I can't get a truck through there now. If I get a truck through there now.
Well, moving over 5 foot, you couldn't get a truck in there?
No.
How far do you want to be back from the rear property line?
Rear property line? Rear property line is 15 feet. That's if I extend it all the way back to 32.
Mm-hmm.
You can move it over and then go back farther with it then if you wanted to and meet
now
the setbacks.
No.
Why can't you?
Because the way the line goes in on it. The builder and I put a string down from the two poles, the markings, and it goes on an angle, which I thought it went the other way. Well, it goes on an angle. That's what even makes it worse for you because it cuts off the back. Back cuts into the pie shape.
Doesn't show that on the.
Your survey.
I didn't realize that.
Your survey shows a perfectly square property, 120 feet.
Well, that's, that would have been
and 125 feet deep.
Okay, I took a survey form that was done when I bought the house.
Yeah, we have the survey.
This is the one they did. What I did was blank out the shed and put it where I'm going to put my garage. Okay, that's perfectly square. And that was on by a surveyor. Hands down.
But you've had it surveyed again?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Sir, we need why should I have it surveyed again?
You need to go back to the podium.
Well, I thought you said something about your line is not perfectly straight.
But that's the way the surveyor has it on the drawing, and that's why I took it. The rye have the rods in the ground with concrete and whole kink and boodle.
Pickup truck will not get in there, huh?
No, it will not.
Both surveys, both the one that shows the shed and the one that proposed with the application that shows the garage, show a perfectly square, not square, rectangular lot of 125 feet deep and 120 feet wide. What angle are we talking about?
Take them up.
Sure.
From here,
mm-hmm.
down to here,
mm-hmm.
it's on an angle. Evidently, it was chipped over something. The guy didn't do it that way. And I just took it at the pole. The rods are in there.
I don't see it, but okay. Okay, is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it would be a lot easier than this. You know, the neighbor says, yes, we can. You can do it. Just go and get it cleared by the board. I didn't know it was all this.
Mm. Did you, when you made the application?
Yes.
And you read the requirements?
Yes.
Okay.
And this garage has not been built yet?
No. The shed's gone. Had that torn down.
Are there other questions from the board or council? If not, is there anyone here in favor of the application? Okay, there's one person in favor.
There was another person here, but she had to go because she has to be at work at 5:00 tomorrow morning.
Okay. And is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we deny case 11107. I don't believe the applicant has met the criteria is for an adjustment, and that he's creating his own practical difficulty, that he can do something better and move it somewhere else. That's my motion.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. And by roll call vote, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Nay.
And I, too, vote nay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
So we have a tie.
Sir, that will stay in the record.
Not the one copy that I showed you with the shed on it. Mm-hmm. I need that copy back.
That copy, because you've submitted to it, stays in the public record, and at the end
You're kidding me.
You can have it back at that time.
Okay, thank you. Just save some money, I'm going to go put the shed back. Because doing anything other than that will not help the problem. If
you want to come over with a pickup truck,
sir,
please come over. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman,
in the case of a tie,
I don't have the rules in front of me. We haven't had that yet.
I don't think we ever had that.
I think you take a guess that you table until.
Yeah, I would think we table
until the
next year, to the next meeting, and when.
Is there a motion?
Motion to table.
I have a motion that we table the case number. What did I say? 11,007, is it?
107.
107.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to table case number 11,107 to our next regular meeting. By roll call vote, Mr. Rickard.
Aye, for the reason I stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye.
And aye, for the reasons stated. Case is tabled. Next hearing.
Case number 11,108, Samantha